That is Nothing's Working with Lindsay Lou from her great album, Queen of Time. That song features Billy Strings and the War on Drugs before that. Almost thought I gave away the slice of green cheese there, but I didn't. That was I Don't Live Here Anymore, which was released on this day in 2021, which tied into our daily slice of green cheese trivia. And we did have a winner for the slice. It was Derek D. Fox from Grand Rapids, who is going to sing in Chihuahua Taco Truck for a treat. And the question again was, today in 2021, Philadelphia band The War on Drugs released I Don't Live Here Anymore. The band was founded by Adam Grandusiel and what other well-known slacker rocker? And the answer is Kurt Vile. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in. I actually need to back up here. Tune in today at noon for musical green cheese. It's from noon to one. And this weekend, we've got a special edition of Kids Green Cheese happening on Saturday from 6 to 7, hosted by Mike Spry, who you hear on Green Cheese. And he's going to be joined by a couple kids. And then from 7 to 9, it's your regular dose of green cheese with Brandon Chase. We are celebrating our members all week long this week as a Member Appreciation Week. We usually do our member drive during the fall. Heidi Holton is joining me now. And this fall, we decided to do something a little different.
We did. The world is changing very quickly. Our members came through for us when we lost federal funding, and you came through in, I don't know what the word is to say.
Tenfold
in buckets is what I was thinking. Buckets of money came through, but $170,000 to help us over this first hump of not having federal funding in our budget for the next years, as probably not again. And so we've got to create a new funding model for what we do. That initial surge helps us to find other sources, which we are working on. And more importantly, every day people are still sending in their support, whether it is renewing a membership or becoming a member for the first time or sending a one-time donation. Yesterday, a little flurry as a member wanted to put a matching grant or matching money on the table because of their commitment to nature and the outdoors. And so we heard from some people then. But really, we're here to thank you and to get more involved in our communities. And this is something we're not just doing this week. You're going to know this from us in the future. We're going to be hosting things like, coffee with the news team. You can come out to a cafe and listen, or tell them what's going on in your community. And so all this week, we'll be out in the community. We're inviting you in to see the studio. How about those AAU W women yesterday at KXE?
We had such a great turnout for both the stations. We had coffee and donuts at both of the stations. And yes, we just were granted this unbelievable gift from the 100 Women event in Grand Rapids, thanks to the AAUW women. And that was some of the grouping of people that came, some new faces yesterday too, the coming through the stations. It's one of those weeks where I feel like, and tonight we have events at both, Grand Rapids and Bemidji, one in Brainerd tomorrow. Sometimes seeing the faces of the people that listen is just like so reassuring in a way. And like,
the only problem I see with this is that I couldn't be at KBXE yesterday also, and I can't be at Bridget's tonight.
I know.
I'm going to go to the Grand Rapids event. That's the only problem I have with this, but we are testing this out because we want to be out. We are all live here. We all are involved in our community in some way. You probably see us out doing things. But we really want to dive deeper into what we can be as a nonprofit community organization. Today's a great spotlight on the music that we do day in and day out, because that, and you've probably already talked about it this morning, but music and what we do here in terms of music, it's sort of lost in the shuffle, especially as we lost federal funding, of how we continue on. There are other stations like ours. Everyone's sort of facing this. This is something I know scares the bejesus out of you, Kari.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's just been so many unknowns within this conversation. We just found out this week that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the skeleton crew that's still working there, through the end of the year, have secured coverage of our music licensing rights through 2027. This has been an unknown up until this point, which means that we have to pay in order to play music. The music is copyrighted and we have to pay. I'm sure you've heard of ASCAP or BMI. There are several of these entities and we have to pay these music licensing rights, which the CPB has negotiated and paid for over the years. So we just found that out this week, that we at least have another year and a half under our belt, or 2 years, excuse me. But there are so many of these unknowns. And like you said, Heidi, we're working our hardest to figure this out and make sure that we are staying here. We're staying true.
Yep.
We're doubling down on the local.
Yep.
And we believe in the local, and we did that with programming earlier this year, and we have seen and heard how the difference in that and just how great we're able to, the great things we're able to accomplish with using local voices, local community members and staff.
You know, the music licensing is something we have never had to worry about. It was part of getting CPB funds, part of being part of the larger, you know, public radio world. I mean, I'm sure everybody gets it a little bit. Like if you tried to post a video on Facebook and you get it pulled down, it's because of copyright. You know, this is to protect artists. Now, to be fair, the protection of artists doesn't mean that they get a lot of money off of this, but they should at least get some. And the laws are there that we have to follow. And so, you know, if that wasn't there for us, what would that, well, I don't know that we'd be able to be a music station. We'd have local artists if we got, you know, if we had the,
which would require a lot of work to even get that. You'd legal, have to get individual approval from every single.
So it's one of the hidden things in the defunding of public media that really is a big barrier for us, and it's a barrier for musicians too. Musicians rely on radio.
Even today.
Yeah, for sure, to get their music out there. It was so fun to hear Cage Jamber earlier talking, and I, you know, I'm of the age, I remember when he was a little kid and his dad was our engineer, he'd bring the three boys to the station, and that's where he said he started paying attention to music in a different way and became a musician, and he's a teacher in the Bemidji area and a volunteer with us, and just great to hear local voices and how they're tied into KEXE and what it means to their lives. So that's what we hope to do. It's just going to be a lot of fun tonight. I can't wait for this Judge the Jam. I think everybody secretly kind of wants to be a judge.
Of course.
You know?
And you don't, like, so I was saying earlier that if you love music and you love to tell people what you think of music, you don't actually have to talk about it if you don't want. You can just hold up a letter, a number. And
we're not going around. There's not an essay test, nothing like that. Just super fun. And you can also, you know, if you just want to watch how other people are voting and stuff, you know, do whatever you want to do on that.
I do have a rule that I might implement. No fives.
Oh, okay.
I just want there to be at least a lean one way or the other. Five is just a little too neutral.
Yeah.
That there's really no opinion there.
Are we getting pieces of paper?
Yep, you get.
So don't put a five in there.
Oh, that's actually true.
You don't have to implement the rule.
You just solved a problem here. Look at you.
That's what I'm known for. You know, me. I'm solving problems. I got it all going.
Yeah,
hey,
you do.
I do want to talk about tonight in Grand Rapids and in Bemidji, and then tomorrow night in Brainerd. So as KXE is digging into more of what's happening in our local communities throughout the region, we know we're not the only ones facing some of these barriers. And because of the federal government shutdown, as of November 1st, 440,000 Minnesotans will not be receiving SNAP benefits. We just had reporting that was on our website that Governor Walz is putting in some emergency funds for that. But our news team is out there covering this issue of food insecurity, but KXE is paying it forward tonight. Joining us at our events are going to be people that are working in this world at Bridget's Pub in Bemidji. Bemidji Area Food Shelf will be there, so you can get information about what kind of help they need in the community. At Clacko Brewing tonight, we'll have Kutaska Community Action. They provide a food shelf 4 days a week. They have a free lunch on Wednesdays. They're raising money till the end of this month as well. For a special Thanksgiving help for folks. And then a Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter tomorrow from 4 to 6, it'll be Lakes Area Food Shelf. So it's a growing reality, this food insecurity in northern Minnesota, and it means that organizations on the front lines need help from friends and neighbors. So you can learn more about how you can help when you show up Wednesday and Thursday.
Thanks for giving attention to that, and we hope to see you tonight. Give us a call if you have any questions about any of the events going on this week. And you can also find more at our website, kaxe.org. This is 91.7 KAXE, 90 Grand Rapids, 90.5 KPXE, Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. If you didn't get a chance to donate this summer, we'd love to hear from you now. KAXE.org.
some freewheeling watcher shooting marbles in the sky, holding your ears between their fingers, watching it burn till the fire dies. Why is it heroic to untether? How is a lonesome holy grail? And if we really come and go unknown, couldn't I find myself in jail? It's the only thing to do. Is it evolving, turning inward? Oh, what an easy way to be. The great and mighty me. Let me break myself apart instead and scatter to my birds like a burial at sea, to be the gospel without words. Never see the other side.
Better run. You're not saying anything. When I have nothing to say, my lips are sealed. Say something once, why say it again? Psycho killer, guess you said, fuck the
Psycho Killer from Talking Heads. And Brandi Carlile off her brand new album, Returning to Myself. Have you taken a listen to it yet? What are your thoughts? It is different. It is truly herself, though it's not just her and the guitar. There's Sista Strings joins her throughout the album with some really incredible cello and vocals. And there's a bit more to it than you might expect. Aaron Dessner produced the new record, and along with Justin Vernon is also on a track. And let me know. Text 218-326-1234. Baba Mall in there with Gilly Men. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music. You can hear it weekdays at 9 a.m. I'm with you until noon today. It's Public Radio Music Day. With you until noon for Headwaters. And at noon until 1, we have Green Cheese Trivia, the music edition with Malachi and Jennifer. Be sure to tune in and be ready to call in. We receive support from Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing personalized care in a home setting. More information at oakhillseniors.com. Also want to thank Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jeremy Fayette, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Some live music tonight. Greg Kaser is at Smoke on the Water in Coleraine for a 5 o'clock set. And on Friday, Studio 62 is at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids at 6. Cowboy Angel Blue is at Nick's Bar in Gilbert at 5. Scarlet Woods is playing Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter for a 6 o'clock set. Smoke and Joe is at Coco Moon in Brainerd at 7. Foxby at Bridges Pub in Bemidji at 9 o'clock. Also on Friday, it's a spooky dance party with KAXE's Malachi Coons at the Pines in Grand Rapids from 10 to 1. On Saturday, Mississippi Hot Club will be at Bridget's in Bemidji, and then they're heading over to Grand Rapids at the Rife Center's Ives Theater for a 2 o'clock show on Sunday. You can find out more by checking out the set list each week here on KAXE. And you can listen to it online or on the air and read more about it online. We receive support from Dragonfly Coffee, located in Central Square Mall in Grand Rapids, featuring a scratch bakery and offering espresso, bubble tea, and more, empowering inclusion and community through employment. Special orders available and more at drinkdragonfly.com. Up next, we are going to listen to a track from the Jimmies. So they are also playing this week. They'll be at West Theater in Duluth tomorrow night, starting at 7:30. It's a ticketed show. And was just really moved. Jimmy made a post. Marsha Ball announced yesterday that she is retiring from touring due to her recent diagnosis of ALS. And Marsha Ball and Jimmy Vogely of the Jimmies have created a really great relationship over the years. They've played together many times, and Marsha has actually worked with them in writing a couple different songs as well. So we're going to take a listen to a track from the Jimmy's Gotta Have It album, which includes a co-write with Marsha Ball. This is Write a Hit.
listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
None of my pension.
Hey, hey, huh? Well, I took the blender. Hey, hey, and there's a little dent in your fender. Hey, 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 yeah. You know your favorite chair? Well, it's not there. Hey, hey, got a lot of hits to get that back.
That is J-Som featuring Soft Glass, What You Need off the latest album, Belong. And the Jimmys featuring Marsha Ball with Write a Hit. It's off their album, Gotta Have It. Check out the Jimmies on Thursday night, playing at the West Theater in Duluth for a 7:30 show. This is Headwaters on KAXE, People Powered Radio, where we receive support from the McKnight Foundation. Also want to thank Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. We're at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And it is our Member Appreciation Week this week, and we want to thank you so much for your continued support here at KAXE. We are people powered, and that is because of you. So thank you. If you haven't had a chance to donate or you need to renew your membership, we'd love to hear from you this week, or just tell us what you like about KAXE. You can text 218-326-1234. Been talking a lot about the events we have going on tonight from 6 to 8 at both Bridget's Pub in Bemidji and at Clocko Brewing in Grand Rapids. There are two different musical-focused events. But tomorrow night, it's Clink and Drink at 4 to 6 at Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter. Chat with KAXE staff and other members while enjoying a pint. So that is going on tomorrow night. And then Friday, all day long, it is Halloween. Swing by both stations in Grand Rapids or Bemidji. Say boo. We'll give you some candy. You actually don't have to say boo if you don't want to. You can be dressed up. You don't have to. Might be a good place to stop by with your kids right after school before they head out into their neighborhoods or a neighborhood. So would love to see you on Friday. Coming up at noon today, we've got Green Cheese Trivia, the music edition with Malachi Coons and Jennifer Barr. And that is going on until 1 o'clock, where we have On the River with Dave Murphy. Then we have a special On the River from 4 to 7 tonight. Will Owens is bringing you a great mix of music during those hours. And from 7 to 10 tonight, it is Doug Danger. Peter Timmons of the Cowboy Junkies is turning the big 6-0 today. So I thought we'd hear a classic track from the Cowboy Junkies, a band that KAXE was one of the first places I really dug into that music. Played a part.
Cash walking through the kitchen door, catching on the flooded floor, and all the rumors start to fade. I'm sinking as she moves to say,
is new from Kerala Dust, How the Light Gets In, a trio based in Berlin, and El Druidi before that, CS El Mundo is the new album, and we heard Lavaz, the Nova Lima remix. Cowboy Junkies started that off with Sweet Jane, their cover of that tune, and you're listening to Headwaters here on KAXE People Powered Radio. I'm Kari Hedlund, your host today. Thank you for hanging out with us today. It's a special day of a celebration of public radio music stations like KAXE. Public Radio Music Day is being celebrated across the nation. The Non-Com Alliance, which is an arm of National Public Radio, has headed this up and is joining stations across the nation to just celebrate what we do and how we are impacting the music industry as a whole and what we're able to do for our local communities. So thank you so much for listening today. We've got Headwaters going on until noon today, and then at noon, it's Green Cheese Trivia with Malachi and Jennifer, and a special on the river this evening from 4 to 7. Events tonight, you can find out about the whole day at KAXE.org, celebrating the sounds of northern Minnesota and beyond. Public radio music is live, local, and essential, and together, with your help, we can keep it that way. We receive support from the Armory Arts and Events Center in downtown Park Rapids, presenting Midwest Blues Records, The Fat Cats, on Saturday, November 22nd at 7. Tickets available at parkrapidsarmory.org and at the door. More on the Armory Arts and Events Center's monthly concert series on Instagram and on Facebook. And support comes from Grandma's Attic Antique Mall in downtown Bemidji, four blocks west of Paul and Babe. Over 42 vendors offer a collection of vintage and primitive items. New stock arrives daily. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and on Sundays in December. More on Facebook at Grandma's Attic Antiques Bemidji. Megan and the Birdwatcher are a Minnesota group that are out with a new album, The Americana Dream. They just recently stopped by the studios at KAXE. You'll be hearing that live session and interview in the weeks to come here on Headwaters. Right now, we're going to hear a track from the latest album, very much channeling 90s country in the best possible way. And from the conversation, it sounds like that was intentional from Noah and Megan. Here's brand new Minnesota music on KAXE.
Well, that's an interesting beginning.
Been a long, hard year. Things have been changing. Been looking for the storm to clear. It just keeps raging. I think it's high time to head on home, back to what I know. Yeah, mama cooking in the kitchen, music on the speaker.
best drinks in the whole state. I bet she barely turns a profit. Same couple in the corner, drinking the same beer. Man, nothing's changed in 10 years. And it feels good to be here. Don't it feel good to be here? Sights, the sounds, take a good look around. Don't it feel real good to be here? Oh. When I'm out here on my own, yeah, well, it's you I see. I guess deep down I'm just hoping that you're cheering for me, that you're proud of me, 'cause I'm trying to be something bigger than this place. Little memories fade, but that feeling it stays. Yes, it does. All the bad, all the good, take me home, I wish I could. All the bad, all the good, take me home, I wish I could.
couple back-to-back Minnesota artists. That is Haley from her album.